Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and my guests today are Beth Baldock and Karen Rigoli, who are both members of the Camera Club. And the Camera Club is having its fourth annual showing and sale coming up, and they're here to promote it. So, ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Beth, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Just tell us a little bit about you. How long have you lived here, and how long have you been interested in photography?
Wow. Well, I've lived here since 2010, and I've been part of the Camera Club, I think, probably since 2011 or 2012. I did photography before I was even retired and living down here in the desert. But as usually happens, I got a chance to really relax and enjoy it and mm-hmm. explore it. And the Camera Club's been a real, real good source for friendships as well as learning. So,
yeah. You know, in addition to doing podcasts, I listen to a lot of them. Uh-huh. And I just heard one with the man who founded Ophoto, which he wound up selling to Eastman Kodak, around it. But it's just remarkable how things have changed mm-hmm. in just such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. He formed this like 2005.
Wow.
And digital photography was just coming into its own then. I mean, we're all old enough to remember taking photos and not knowing whether they were going to turn out or not, but being afraid of taking too many because there was costs involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's been miraculous what's happened
in
the last 10 years. And of all companies, Eastman Kodak didn't survive the change.
That's unbelievable,
but
isn't it?
Boy, it's sure been good for all of us photographers.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
make it perfect.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, Karen, how long have you lived here, and how long have you been interested in photography?
In June, it'll be 5 years. I can't believe it. It's one of the best moves we've ever made. It's the fun time of our life. And when we moved, we were looking at the different clubs, and when I saw photography, I really got excited because not only is it fun to do, but it also improves your process of learning the photos, how you can fix them, how you can make it perfect, or you don't have to do anything, just cut and paste or mm-hmm. whatever.
But what I've learned, and you can confirm this, is that very few of the photos that you actually see came straight out of the camera. Mm-hmm. Most of them have been enhanced in some way, some in rather dramatic ways.
Yeah. Oh, you can do a lot. It's just amazing with the different photo processing softwares, how you can change something. Sometimes it's just as simple as cropping a little mm-hmm. tighter on it so that you've got, the focus a little bit more interesting.
And that simple procedure makes all the difference in the world to
it
make
really
a better
can.
Picture.
And you can change the color to black and white, and you can kind of beef up the intensity so mm-hmm. that it really shows up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun to play around.
Yeah. So our Camera Club has really become quite well known. They're at the Date Festival, and you've won some awards.
We've also participated in the PSA, which is the Photography Society of America. And we've only been in that a few years, and we've done really well for a new club. And then, of course, it's the Date Festival we've been entering since the very beginning. And we're proud of ourselves.
Yeah, we're always winning something.
Yeah, we win a lot of awards in that. And quite often we win the top award. Neil Miller won last year. And we're waiting to hear the results for this year. And mm-hmm. we got our fingers crossed. We had quite a few entries. And so we'll
see. When will you find out?
We probably won't find out till next week. They were judging yesterday. And it may be, if if one of us won the top prize, which I didn't get a phone call, if you win the top prize, they call you and mm-hmm. let you know.
But you will know the results before the showing.
Yes, definitely.
And so the people, if they won, will be able to boast a little bit.
Yeah, and we're going to try to set up a table at the beginning of the exhibit so that people can see kind of what wins. And most of it will be this year's winners, and a couple will be from the former years, just so you can see a nice cross-section mm-hmm, of the type of photography.
And when is it going to be?
The exhibit and sale will be Saturday, March 2nd, from 1 to 5 in the Montecito Ballroom. We get the whole ballroom, and it should be a lot of fun. Don't feel afraid to come in and get to know us. Everybody's friendly, and they love talking about photography.
They love talking about
their
photos.
They really do.
Photos.
And they'll
stay all day.
That's why they join the club, right?
yeah. And, of course, we're going to have some free wine and cheese, which always is happy. And then we also have two different raffles. And since Karen is our lovely raffle lady, I'll let her explain that.
Okay. This is the fun part, too, because we will have free raffles. I have to keep reminding everyone because they walk right by my raffle desk. No, it's free. Come on over. And not just one during that hour, but each hour will be quite a few raffles going through. And those raffles will be either one of the photos that they donated or a certificate to purchase photos. You can't go wrong. It's almost a certificate or a photo for almost everyone for those amount of hours, and I'm just keep giving out those free raffle tickets.
Yeah, but to win those ones each hour, you have to be there because mm-hmm. it's just going to be a tear-apart ticket. So,
and we've got to catch you right there, and then you get to pick whatever you want, the certificate or another photo. But then, of course, we'll have that special raffle. That's at the end. But that one, you have to be there. This form that you fill out, please be sure to put your phone number and your address so we can get a hold of you if you're not there. But I'll remind you also. Yep. But this is going to be a fun time, not only meeting and talking to us. It's also going to meet other people, and there'll be plenty of room because we have the whole room this time.
Yeah, I've witnessed the first one being in
the
lobby.
In the hallway.
The Montecito.
It was very cute.
Growing,
it was cozy.
Growing. So but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You get more attendance every year.
Yeah.
And speaking personally as one who's bought things in the past.
Yeah, thank you.
But there's some really good photos that are not expensive at all.
That's the thing. It is not expensive. And it is almost, we'll call it our professional.
Semi-professional,
yeah. But the
price,
very good.
Nice. Excellent. Uh-huh. For the price, you can't go wrong. Yeah. You're going to have a fabulous time.
Have a lot of fun.
And great experience. And you can also go look into our webpage.
Yeah. You know, we're always looking for new members, so feel free to go on our website, Sun City Shadow Hills Camera Club, and check it out.
So. Okay. Well, if you have to be present to win the prizes, pace yourself with the wine and cheese.
That's
the only negative. Be sure and show up and find out the talents that some of your neighbors have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, absolutely. It's 1 to 5 on March 2nd, Saturday, March 2nd. Come and see us.
Okay. So thank you for coming in
and telling
me about it. For the audience, if you enjoyed this, please share it with your neighbor, and I think you'll be doing them a favor. So until next time, bye-bye.